You're listening to Sydney's Best Breakfast, Ben Fordham Live. And now, the UK Report.
Well, there's a supermarket chain that is trying to do something to tackle the cost of living crisis. What have they come up with, Adam Gilchrist?
Yeah, this is a sign of the times. The idea of interest-free loans for people to be able to afford their food shop. So we're not talking loans for fancy things, houses, cars, whatever, but the Iceland's supermarket chain here, which is one of our five biggest, or actually they might be just about fifth or sixth. Anyway, they have trialled the scheme already in the north of England. They've retrialled it in Wales, and now they're going to roll it out across the UK. I guess to some extent, you kind of have to prove that you need the loan, and then you have to prove that you can repay the loan. But nonetheless, the fact is there's a report today telling us the real value of pay dipped by 3% in 3 months. It's apparently the worst rate ever. So if you took that across a year, that means what you bought a year ago will buy you 12% less now, and that's where we're heading. So Iceland is trying to do its bit, but how far that extends, how many people it'll help, we will see.
Yeah, at least they're reaching out to offer some assistance. Now, you are being warned to prepare for some flash flooding.
Yeah, it's that classic, isn't it? You get this as well, don't you? Well, I mean, you get this big time, but after a drought, and we have officially had a drought in 9 parts of England, and oh boy, you can tell from the grass at cricket matches and beyond, it is absolutely parched. Now, along comes the rain, and we've had some thunderstorms today, not so much in London, but elsewhere, and the rain doesn't soak in. It just runs off and causes flooding. So now they're absolutely delivering flood alerts after all our heat and drought alerts, and indeed our hose pipe bans, and telling us in all sorts of parts of the UK, watch out, please. And here's the advice, pack a bag in case you need to leave hurriedly. I haven't heard that advice before with flooding, and apparently it's 7 million people who've been told to pack a bag. I should get packing just in case.
Yes, you go and pack your bag right now, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers, Ben.
Adam Gilchrist joining us from London.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.